Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. How are you doing? So today we are going to be looking at a question that somebody asked me, not for the podcast, but just privately, that I thought was a really good one for us to explore. And then if there's time, I want to cover another question that's been sent in. I am aware that I've got quite a few emails to get through, but I love it because you guys are really keeping me on my toes and keeping those questions coming in, which is always marvellous. So I got a message from somebody I know asking me if you can ask spirit a question. Now, I want to be really specific here. This isn't about spirit guides. This is about when you've got a loved one in the spirit world and you want to get an answer to a specific question, not just a general one of, you know, are they proud of me? Can they see me? Are they around? That kind of thing, which should be answered by a good medium in a reading. But the kind of specifics. And my response was, as you've probably guessed, most of you are probably sitting there thinking, I know what this is going to be. Well, it depends. It depends on the mood and the energy of the medium. It depends on how well the connection's going. It depends on the energetic space created in the trio, the holy trinity of readings, the sitter, the spirit world, and the medium. If that's all in an amazing, lovely, buzzy energy, you can create some amazing stuff. Equally, sometimes with the best will in the world, it's really, really hard. But I also think that there's a understanding that needs to take place that perhaps sometimes they can't give us the answers that we want because we need to have the experience rather than the answer. So, for example, if you are falling out with a loved one over a will or probate or something like that, that's something that comes up in readings more often than I wish that it would for the people who are struggling with it. But if that spirit's going to come in and say, well, yeah, you're right, your Aunt Sheila did steal all my jewellery and I'm pissed off with her, is that the kind of thing that we can imagine a spirit saying or doing? Because they come from a place where there is no judgment. There is only love. So surely in that scenario, the spirit would understand that you are disappointed that all of the jewellery's been taken, but they also understand Sheila's emotional state and her need to grab hold of physical things to replace the loss of her mother. So I don't think in those scenarios, spirit will bring what you're looking for in the same way. Because what can they really do? What can you do with that? If you were to know that your grandmother wanted you to have that ring and your Aunt Sheila took it, are you going to take your Aunt Sheila to court? Are you going to go knock on Aunt Sheila's door and say, I've spoken to Grandma via a medium and she says you're a robbing cow, so give me back my ring now. And would the spirit world want you to do that and have that experience? Would it make you happy? It's always an interesting thing to think about because a lot of people really want very specific guidance and answers from the spirit world. And I'm not saying that never happens. It does happen. I give specific guidance to people all the time. And sometimes it isn't what they want to hear, but you know it's the best thing for them. And equally, sometimes people want that specific guidance and that specific advice, and the spirit world won't give it because the whole point is the process of deciding. The whole point is the learning that comes from chewing things over. Another example I can give you for this is I had a lady, it was quite a while ago now, a couple of years ago, who booked in for a reading. She wanted to communicate with her son, and her son had sadly been killed by some people. It was a very difficult situation. Drugs were involved, and he was murdered. And she wanted to know who his killers were. And he wouldn't tell her. And he told me that he wouldn't tell her who they are. And I wasn't the first medium that she'd seen, because he didn't want her to go after them. It wasn't that he didn't know who his killers were, and it wasn't that he wasn't able to communicate who his killers were, but it was that he just wouldn't give her the information because his soul knew that that was the worst possible thing that she could have, because then she'd latch onto it and she'd go after them. And he actually wanted her to look after his daughter that he'd left behind. So it's always an interesting thing working with spirit that way. And it's always interesting when you get different sitters, because some people come for a reading just because they want the evidence. They want to know that that loved one's around. And some people come because they want answers. And sometimes there just aren't the answers. I've dealt with a few very, very sad situations that people have been in, where people have been responsible for their own passing in various ways. Sometimes they've chosen to take their own lives. Sometimes they've made bad decisions that have ultimately ended their life. And when that soul comes back, it's always such a strange experience to sit in when you're talking to them, because it just, in the enormity of life and the magnitude of sitting there with somebody who's in such pain caused by somebody else's choices and somebody else's behaviour, and you've got children that haven't got a parent, or you've got a parent that hasn't got a child, or you've got a wife who's had to live her life without her husband, or vice versa, in any, and let's be honest, in anyone where there's a loss or that kind of grief, when the soul comes in and they say it was a moment, it was a judgment, a lapse of judgment, it was a bad decision, sometimes I don't know if that helps. And sometimes I don't think that they can give the answer that somebody's looking for, because again, I don't think that there is one. It's just, these are the choices that I made in those moments. And then I went into the spirit world and I watched you and I saw the pain that I'd caused, and I watched you try to continue without me, and I watched you lay me to rest, and I saw your tears and I felt your pain, and I'm so sorry that my choices led you to that place. But I can't tell you why I did it. And it's such a thing to think about when you are looking for answers specifically. And I do think you get some opinionated spirits, because of course people are opinionated, but even when they are opinionated, they still hold a space of love, because they are the spirit world. They don't come in with their opinion and their fingers pointing, and you know, your nan's not going to tell you your other half is a wrong'un if you don't already know that, because that's part of your journey and your choices to be with him. She might, if you've already split up with him, come in and say, well, I'm glad you've got rid of that complete knobber. I've had stuff like that happen, but it's not those answers. Again, they don't tell you what to do, because it's your life and it's your choices. They will open you up to things. They might make you aware of things, but it's your life and your choices, and they will never override that, because the whole point is that we experience the outcome from our choices, not that the spirit world tell us what to do and we just float along. So that's that. I feel like I've covered that now. It's always an interesting thing though, I think, because we're really looking for not the specific evidence, because I do think the specific evidence exists, but the answers. And sometimes the answer is that there is no answer. And that's a frustrating piece of advice to give people, but it's true, is it not? So Emily Strong has also been in contact, and she says, "Hi, Hannah. I love listening to your podcast. I was wondering if you could answer, clear up some confusion for me, please. I follow another medium on TikTok, and he has said that when you are a medium spiritualist, you cannot communicate to your own loved ones, something to do with boundaries. Is this true? I thought you'd be able to communicate with anyone. It's bugged me ever since I heard it. What are your thoughts?" So, it's an interesting one. Now, here's my take on it. I do believe you can communicate with your loved ones, your own loved ones. I do communicate with my own loved ones, but I don't think you can do an evidential connection with your own loved ones. So I can feel my grandmother when she comes in. I know that she's there. I say hello to her. Sometimes we film orbs. Sometimes I make her make the lights flash. And I can say to her, "I love you," and I would know that she loves me too. Sometimes she has come through on spirit boards and things, but it's not the same as when you do an evidential connection. And I think that's mainly just because your brain gets in the way because you already know things about them. So like I was saying in that podcast recently, where I was talking about practice, and I said, you know, people say, "But I've already read for that person, I can't read for them again." And I'm like, well, of course you can. You can read the same spirit several times because you know them. Yes, you can, but it's always harder when you know things about them because it gets in your way. It blocks you off. Your own brain goes, well, I already knew that. Well, I already knew this. And sometimes you have to work through that, and I just think it's harder to work through that for yourself. So one of the things that I've had some brilliant sitters this week. If you have booked a reading with me this week and had a reading, you have been amazing. It's been so good. And one of the things that I've been saying to them is, I know some of this stuff is obvious when it's first getting going, when the reading is first getting going, but I just need to say it so I can build the energy so we can move forward. Because as I've been saying to you guys, it's like getting that steam train going. You're chucking that coal in the engine and you need to get it going. And sometimes to get it going, you have to say things that sound really blah, which is why if you had a cynic sat there, it would be really difficult because you'd say, "I know your grandma loves you," and they'd go, "Well, yeah, of course." And it would make a really funky atmosphere, where it's been lovely for me because I've had people that have gone, "Ooh, yeah, yep, she did love me, bring me more." And it's just been lovely to work in. I think it's harder to do that when it's your own loved one, because every piece of evidence you get is going to either be filtered through your filter of what you think you know about that person, filtered through bringing up your memories, your experiences with that loved one. And then it's, yeah, I just think that's the difficulty. So it's not that you can't. I don't believe that you can't. That seems weird to me. You can speak to everybody else's grandmothers, but you can't speak to your own. I just think it's harder. I also think because your own loved ones are around you all the time, it's harder to feel them because they're there. They haven't gone anywhere and they're omnipresent. They are not just in one space, they're in all spaces with you at all times. And so therefore, because it's an energy that you experience in your day-to-day life, it's harder to know that it's there when you're calling them in to read with them. Whereas, for example, if I call somebody else's grandmother in, my grandmother will still be there while I'm working with their grandmother, but their grandmother will be an energy that I'm not used to experiencing, that's not around me all day, every day. And so therefore it feels slightly different, although as I have said, it is very subtle. But there's just more of that, okay, this is different, somebody's here feeling, and you wouldn't get that with your own because your grandmother's already there. Also, I think it's hard because if you look at the complexities of people's relationships, your experience of your grandparents may be very different to your parents' experience of them as parents. I get a lot of grandparents that come in that were really, really strict parents, but then had softened as grandparents and were easier to be around and more fun loving and understood that time goes by quicker and wanted to make the most of it. And so you can only receive the version of your grandmother that you remember. It will be hard for you to experience her as your mother may have experienced her. And so that's always a problem, because your filters are only turned to what you already know, what you've already experienced. And that can make it difficult to build the energy. It's harder. So I think your loved ones are with you, and I do think you can feel them. One of the things I think for me personally, when I'm working with spirit guides or when I'm working with my loved ones, is for me, they are more of that kind of oneness energy. So it's less like there's one individual spirit coming in to work with me, and it's more like it's just spirit. Spirit are there, spirit are talking to me. And when I do a reading for somebody else, I will connect with the energy that is presenting as the person that they knew, even though it's part of the oneness. But when it's me or for myself, when it's spirit guides and stuff, I don't see them as individual anymore. I just see them as the oneness. Does that make sense? I hope so. So again, I don't think it's that you can't do it, but I do think it's harder to do it. And I also think that people love to, with good reason and understanding, they love to lean on their own loved ones. But in my opinion, it's not your loved ones you should be leaning on in the day to day. It should be your spirit guides. I know on a very rare occasion there are people whose loved ones become their spirit guides. But I think, honestly, the people that give you the inspiration, the motivation, the unconditional love, the energy to keep going, keep exploring, the energy of your potential, the lessons and the teaching are spirit guides. And they're the ones that you want to communicate with. They're the ones you should go to first. So although I love to have my loved ones around and communicating with me, because I'm in a space of growing and development, that mainly feels like it comes from my spirit guides, although of course it's the oneness, so it comes from every spirit that's ever lived and ever will live. It comes from source, but that's just how my brain interprets it. Yeah, does that make sense? I hope so. So it's always interesting to try and chew over and see. And your experience, of course, might be completely different to me. Your mediumship might be completely different to mine. And that's what I love about it. There is no right or wrong. There is no, this is how it is and this is the only way it is. And that's why I love it so. So if you feel like you are communicating with your grandparents, or you feel that you are ever able to do an evidential connection and you've found things out about your grandparents and told them to your parents and validated that evidence, that's great. Send me in an email. Tell me what you've been doing. I did a reading, well, kind of a reading for my nan once before she passed. But the trouble with my nan was, if you think I'm chatty, geez Louise, I've got nothing on that lady. And I got her, I think it was her mum through, I can't even remember now. And I was trying to give her evidence, and I was talking about this lady being obsessed with the fire and poking the fire and feeding the fire. And my grandmother lover just went, yep, that's so and so and so and so, and then just talked without a gap for such a long time that I had to tell her mother to just step back, because she was never going to be able to carry on, because we just couldn't get a word in. So, I mean, that's a relative of mine. That's an ancestor of mine. It's not one that I met, I don't think. It's not one that I remember meeting. But it's always hard with the ones that you know, because you have that expectation. It's the same expectation that a sitter has when they come for a reading and they've got that little list. If it's my granddad, she'll say this, this, and this. It's that same thing. So it's just trying to be open to receiving what they want to talk about rather than what you want them to talk about, which is why I wanted to put this alongside the bit about asking spirit questions, because I do think that we often all limit our communications from the spirit world by what we want. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing in everybody's development, in your development, if you allowed some time to just ask spirit what they want to talk about, what they want to show you, how they want you to develop, what they want you to see, what they want you to experience. Wouldn't that be cool? So it's always that balance. We're always trying to get that balance. But I hope that answered your question, Em. And if it didn't, drop me another email. And there we go. So a little bit today about communication and questions and our own loved ones. And I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got a question that you would like to ask, please do email podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day.